This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The cold snap certainly has Michigan in its frigid grasp for a second day. And for people who are living on the streets, these single-digit temps and below-zero wind chills are truly life-threatening. So we wanted to find out how shelters around the state are doing in their mission to help the homeless. From Mel Trotter Ministries in Grand Rapids, we're joined now by Reverend Chico Daniels, who's the president and CEO, and from Cass Community Social Services in Detroit, Executive Director Reverend Faith Fowler joins the show. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Reverend Fowler, I'll start with you. How many people would be staying at your shelter in the Cass Quarter on a normal night?
Well, in the Cass Quarter, we have a warming center. It's for 50 homeless women and children. Beyond that, we have two regular shelters and some transitional housing and permanent supportive housing. But the warming center is for 50 homeless women and children.
And on a typical evening, not one as brutal as this, are you at capacity normally?
It runs anywhere from 30 to 50, to tell you the truth, depending on a whole variety of things. But normally there's a good number of women and children who need emergency shelter.
And with this dangerous cold snap, what's been the demand for your help?
We've been close to capacity both the last two nights. Mm-hmm.
And how do things look at the Mel Trotter Ministries in Grand Rapids, Reverend Daniels?
We are seeing our numbers increase as expected. We, in fact, we're cooperating with another ministry in the city to go out and encourage people to come out from under the bridges and some of the campsites that people feel that they can, you know, survive in the wild, so to speak. And so our numbers have spiked due to the police corralling folk and getting them into the mission as well, in addition to the normal foot traffic flow that would be evident during this harsh winter.
So it sounds like you might be seeing some new faces coming in, especially with the effort to try to pull in people who might not want to turn to a shelter.
Yes, there are a few veterans and people who believe if they get intoxicated enough, they can numb themselves from the cold. And so every other year, you know, we have someone who freezes to death out there trying to make it on their own.
Reverend Fowler, are you getting assistance from Detroit or from Wayne County in what you're trying to do to protect the homeless in this cold snap?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the city of Detroit deserves a shout out. As a matter of fact, for this, they established two warming centers, and between the two, we can accommodate 250 homeless men, women, and children. And it's especially notable, I think, given the financial situation of Detroit right now, that they would make a priority of protecting people.
Can I just ask, just so I'm clear in my own mind, when you refer to a warming center, are you allowing people to spend the night as well?
Yeah, yes. Since we work with so many children, our day actually starts at 4 in the afternoon to have them be able to access the church, actually, right after school, so they're not stranded outside. The other warming center doesn't open till 7. And then we remain open till 8 in the morning, so they can go directly from the warming center to school. And then on days where the temperatures drop below 20, we remain open till noon, till the sun comes up, and it's a little bit warmer for adults.
And then what happens at noon?
Well, quite frankly, we provide them with two bus tickets so they can go to someplace that's warm. If they want to go to a library or a mall or somewhere, they're not stranded. Some have business to take care of, and so the bus ticket actually tickets one to get there, one to get back,
yeah,
actually is quite a help to them. Some can actually access other daytime facilities. There are a few in Detroit, although they're few and far between.
Reverend Daniels, there has to be such a sense of street smarts and surviving and that these folks would develop, but the safety net has a lot of holes, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, there is a nationwide continuum of care movement to bring an end to homelessness. And that effort is valiant, but it is underfunded. And so organizations like Reverend Fowler's and mine, which I mentioned to you earlier, we are privately funded here. And so we are the safety net. We are the place of last resort. often for people who would otherwise be out in the elements. There are a lot of people who come to the mission after they've exhausted their stay with relatives and friends, and they come here. But we are the safety net, but there's room for improvement, obviously.
If you could wave that proverbial magic wand and find those improvements and put them in place, what would you do?
Well, I am a big fan of programs like Habitat for Humanity. We collaborate with them. We want the graduates of our what we call our SAVE program, which is in addition to the emergency shelter, we provide a one-year recovery program for people who are battling alcohol and drugs and addictions that have contributed to their homelessness. Not in all cases. We have people come here that are not addicts, but our one-year SAVE program gives people a chance to get off of the drugs and alcohol and rehabilitate their lives, and then we try to connect them with supportive housing. To Reverend Fowler's point, we built a day center last spring. We opened a new facility that after people leave our shelter in the morning, they can stay in the day center where we are better able to engage them around their job needs, their housing needs, and for those who need counseling, mental health services, we connect them with Veteran Affairs and the various other agencies in the city that can help bring an end to some of the crisis that people are facing. We don't want people who are caught in situational poverty to become chronically homeless, and so we're trying to keep that from happening.
And Reverend Fowler, I'm wondering, in your work with the homeless and being there in the CAS corridor in Detroit is essentially ground zero, if you will, of homelessness. And what kinds of stories do you hear from people that perhaps counteract the sense that the public may have about just who these people are?
Well, the sheer fact that so many of them are children.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the stereotype is it's a middle-aged man, and more it's women and children. The number of homeless children has skyrocketed 22% in the last couple of years. It's pretty hard to blame an 8-year-old
yes.
for being homeless. And yet we have a tendency as a culture to want to place blame. I mean, people become homeless for a variety of reasons, losing houses, losing jobs, losing spouses, mental health, veterans with mental health issues, domestic abuse, certainly some with recovery issues. I mean, there's not one reason, but we tend to sort of paint everybody with one brush, which is really unfair and doesn't help us, you know, get to the kinds of solutions Reverend Daniels was talking about.
And what other solutions would you want to add to that as well?
Clearly, there has to be more funding for mental health and more outreach for mental health. We have a PATH team, one of the PATH teams in Michigan, that actually goes out to do outreach to mentally ill individuals who aren't receiving services, therapy, medication, and many of whom are self-medicating or street medicating.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, capturing those folks and allowing them to sort of slowly and at their own pace work themselves back into a quality of life. You know, many of our women end up homeless because relationships have gone bad and work is near impossible because they have kids with no child care. Those are two major things I'd like to see us work at.
Reverend Faith Fowler, the Executive Director of CAS Community Social Services, and Reverend Chico Daniels, CEO, President, and Visionary at the Mel Trotter Ministries in Grand Rapids. Thanks for talking with us today on Stateside.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cindy.
You can learn more about the work these two agencies are doing to help homeless people in Kent County and in Wayne County. We've put links to their websites on our website. Just go to the Stateside link on michiganradio.org.